song on song for you. Oh, oh, yeah, 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 oh yeah.
All right, hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, April 26th. It's currently 7 degrees, feels like 2 degrees, I think, with the wind chill. I've been trying to get to this thing all day, and I keep getting distracted by, well, work, you know. It's good, it's appropriate distractions, but it's one thing when you notice when you set up a document, like Logic document in this case, to start recording in the morning, and then don't actually get around to hitting record until, it's 4:30. So there you go. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you, patreon.com/iChris, so you can go to check out how you can join a group of awesome folks who are supporting the podcasting efforts that I do, as well as the rest of us here at Good Stuff, which brings me to an interesting, the main reason why I'm recording this episode, actually, is, Kyle Roderick is my partner in crime, as it were, with goodstuff.fm. We've been working together for a couple of years on this thing now, and over the last, whatever it's been, almost a year, I think. Yeah. We rebuilt Good Stuff, the CMS, and we being him, and we've relaunched some shows, launched some new shows, all that kind of stuff. We kind of like run this thing together. And so from time to time, we chat. We do a lot of the stuff we do through Slack and just texting back and forth, typing, texting, pasting in emojis, you know, that kind of stuff, GIFs. But occasionally we chat, video chat and stuff like that. And so one day, as far as I know, this is the only time this has happened where we actually were chatting, video chatting. And I think I was testing out some stuff. We were doing some tests of like the streaming software that we use. And I had to run upstairs to check on something. And so Lucy, my daughter, 4-year daughter, was sitting in the chair with me, and so she ended up sort of chatting with Kyle while I was upstairs, and then came back down to resumed testing some streaming stuff or whatever. And ever since then, she's been like oddly fascinated with, not that it's odd to be fascinated with Kyle, but just out of nowhere, she's developed this funny sort of infatuation or whatever kind of thing with Kyle. And so today at lunchtime, when we were just the three of us were eating lunch, and so I just kind of turned my phone on and just thought I'd try and get to the reason or the what's behind her, why she likes Kyle. And so this is what my little interview with Lucy here, just I'll play it for you right now.
Do you know who I talked to yesterday?
Who?
Kyle.
You said this to me. Could we FaceTime Kyle?
What's so interesting about Kyle?
I just like him.
I know. Well, why do you like him?
Because I just like him.
Do you like the sound of his voice?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like his hair. Because it's nice and slick.
Why do you like Kyle so much?
Because I just like his voice and hair.
So, so there you go. All of that is unsolicited. It's not like we planted ideas in her head or anything like that. She came up with ever since that call. Like I said, anytime I like mentioned to Sue that I was chatting with Kyle or that Kyle and I were talking about something or whatever, then she right away is like, can we call Kyle? Can we FaceTime Kyle? And the hair thing is kind of bizarre. I don't know what, I can't remember what hairstyle Kyle had in that video call that we did that one time. I think that's, as far as I know, that's the only time she's actually seen Kyle. But maybe it's just because he's, you know, cool Mr. California guy. Or something like that. So anyways, I thought it was kind of funny. I thought I'd share it with you guys, listeners out there. One of the things that prompted me to actually stick the phone down and record the conversation with Lucy earlier today, and these two topics are vastly different, and this is a terrible kind of segue to mix these two worlds in a way, but I've been listening to, and probably a lot of you have, and I know my wife Sue has, and there's a podcast series called S-Town. It's a 7-episode series, I believe. I have one episode to go, so no spoilers, but it's from the producers of the podcast Serial, which is really popular a couple years ago, had a couple seasons, and probably will come back again, I would assume. But it's basically, it's kind of a sort of your investigative journalist kind of story behind a town, behind a guy, behind this community. And it starts off going one way and kind of spins in another direction after a series of events and stuff. And it, from a audio producer, podcast person, it kind of just inspires me and makes me want to, that's the kind of stuff I love doing, is hearing people's stories and sort of picking their brain and finding out what's going on. But I've never really figured out how to do that on the audio perspective. in terms of, you know, getting the gear and then figuring out how you sort of craft this story out of hours and hours of interview footage that, you know, once you listen to it all, it really makes sense. And there's a whole team of folks, like some of the folks from This American Life series work on it. So it's not just one person sitting in their basement trying to figure out what kind of story to tell through all this audio that they've collected through interviews and stuff. But just how you begin to even craft a story out of all of that kind of boggles my mind. And I would love to sort of figure out a small project to sort of take on in light of that. Not that Lucy is and her infatuation with Kyle is the project to take on and try and tell that story. But just that idea of like getting people to, in their own words, in their own voice, you get to hear their passions, their frustrations, their anger, but you don't get to see them and you don't get to actually put a face to the voice necessarily. And so you're kind of left to like conjure up what you think is going on and what you've feel like they might be saying and feel like what they might be looking like and interacting and their mannerisms and all that kind of stuff without having the video version to sort of guide you in that way. And that's part of what's so fascinating to me about it all. So I know there's nothing particularly unique about the story in S-Town. There is, I mean, it's unique, but that story could be happening and probably is happening in many different places. Small town Saskatchewan, for example, here would have many stories that would be have echoes or mirrors of what's going on in S-Town, for example. And so where to begin and how to even start telling some of those stories, hearing some of those stories is a thing that I'd love to get into and just kind of like trying to decide if it's like is it a going to journalism school kind of thing to figure that out? Or is it more of like just the way I've been doing things thus far is just kind of trying it and building up skills, learning as I go, reading and learning from others that are further up the road on the internet in various ways and sort of trying things out that way. But at the end of the day, sort of like telling a story in audio with music, with words, with interviews and sort of crafting that story is kind of a fascinating thing. And as good as S-Town is as a story, it doesn't draw me back to wanting to listen to it other than sort of like trying to like hear the craft behind what's going on. But you might really enjoy it too. I know Sue really loved it and they released it all as one big sort of dump, almost like a Netflix style podcast where all seven episodes, which that sounds wrong. There must be 8 or 9. I don't know why it would just be 7, but maybe it is. All 7 episodes were released at once, and so you can just listen to it as fast or as slow as you want. I've kind of gone at the piecemeal pace here and there, but you can obviously just sit down and listen in one sitting, or if you're driving, you know, from Saskatoon to Winnipeg, it's a nice 8.5-hour drive, so you could easily fit off the entire series if you needed to or wanted to. So anyways, check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day. Oh, and if you feel like it, there's something we've done on the YouTube podcast and other folks have done this podcast wise. When you're listening to this, if you're on the Twitters, just tweet at me. I'm iChris on Twitter and tweet at me saying, hey, I'm listening to episode 207 and something. If you want, you can take some of the YouTube folks have actually taken pictures of themselves listening to the podcast, which is kind of cool. Some, you know, guy like in England on the train home or whatever is listening to the podcast and all around the world that one goes. But yeah, if you're on Twitter, iChris, tweet at me on iChris and say I'm listening to episode 207 of Dailyish and here's a thought, whatever that thought may be. All right, thanks for listening. You can find this at goodstuff.fm if I didn't say that. Lots of other podcasts on there as well to check out. Have a great day. Bye.